Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we'll end the show today with a little reveal. The reveal is the five most checked out books in the history of the Brooklyn Public Library. That's a 125-year history, and they're releasing the list. They've been releasing the list gradually of the most checked-out books, and they're going to release, they are releasing the top five ever today. So, before we reveal, listeners, we're going to give you the chance to take a guess, make a prediction. What was the most checked-out book in the 125-year history of the Brooklyn Public Library? Okay, what do you think it was? And before our guest from the library reveals what it actually was, we'll talk a little bit about other stuff leading up to it. But you call in and guess. What do you think was the most checked out book in the 125-year history of the Brooklyn Public Library? 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. Oh, my producer's saying maybe give a hint? No, I'm not giving a hint. You guess, folks. What is the most checked out book in the 125-year history of the Brooklyn Public Library? What do you think it is? And we'll reveal it in a couple of minutes before the end of the segment. All right? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or tweet it at Brian Lehrer. And as your predictions, your calls, your guesses are coming in, we are joined by the Brooklyn Public Library's president and CEO, Linda Johnson. Hi, Linda. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian.
So before we get to the titles, can you quickly share a bit about Brooklyn Public Library's 125th anniversary celebration?
Sure. Well, we're coming to the end of this year where we've been celebrating everything from the, believe it or not, book, which happened a few months ago.
You broke up there for a second, just as you were saying the title of that book. You were celebrating the what?
Our 1 billionth book was circulated during this last year.
Wow.
Which is, it's a lot. I'm sorry I'm breaking up. Is that better?
No, it's better, yeah.
Okay, great. And that book was by a lovely author. It's called The Green Magic by Hillary McKay. And the interesting thing about this list, this 125 books, is just how, you know, diverse the listing is from, you know, many, many children's books, as you might imagine. But books that are currently on list are being challenged by people who are trying to ban books in certain communities. Those are books that we sort of grew up on, the bread and butter of every school list. So it's interesting to see books pop up both on our most circulated books of all time and then to see them being challenged in some of the red states.
Lawrence and Bayside, all right, you have a guess. What was the most checked out book in the 125-year history of the Brooklyn Public Library? Go. Lawrence,
hello?
You there? Hi, Lawrence. What book?
Oh, this is, I believe it's, I was not given the 7-second delay. I think it was To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee.
All right, we will find out. Rita and Dix Hills, what's your guess? Rita, you there?
Moby Dick.
Moby Dick. Diane in Manhattan, what's your guess?
Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
Thank you. Catherine in Manhattan, what's your guess?
Good Night, Moon.
Thank you very much. Frank in Harlem, what's your guess?
Cat in the Hat.
Thank you very much. And some of the ones coming in on Twitter, Linda, somebody predicts The Diary of Anne Frank. Somebody predicts Michelle Obama's Becoming. Somebody predicts the United States Constitution. So as you started to say, one of those callers did nail a book that was in the top 10 at least, right?
Yes. So To Kill a Mockingbird was number 9. And that's actually one of the books that's being challenged in some of the states that I was talking about earlier. Goodnight Moon is also on the list, which is great. Some of the other books are on the list, but not as high up as you might imagine. Dr. Seuss is all over the list.
We will start working our way down the top 10 here. The 10th most checked out book in the history of the Brooklyn Public Library was Little Women by Louisa May Alcott. Number 9 was To Kill a Mockingbird. Number 8, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, Mark Twain. And before we keep going down the list, talk a little bit more about how many books on this list of 125 were banned at one time or another?
Well, there's currently 14 of them are being challenged right now.
Oh, that are currently being challenged right now?
Yes. You know, there's legislation that's being enacted all over this, actually in 36 states in the country, banning books. And 14 of the books that are on the list are actually also are books that are being challenged.
Louise in Midwood, what's your guess for the number one checked out book from the Brooklyn Public Library in its 125-year history? Hi, Louise.
Hi, Brian. I'm guessing Catcher in the Rye.
Thank you very much. Bill in Fairfield, what's your guess?
Dr. Spock, What to Expect When Expecting.
I don't think that was his book, but he certainly had parenting books. And What to Expect When You're Expecting, I think, was by somebody else. Do you know, Linda? But it was certainly a very popular book.
I don't know.
But all right, so I did 10, 9, and 8. You want to do 7, 6, and 5?
Sure. So 7 is Naruto, Volume 1. 6 is Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. And 5 is Are You My Mother by Eastman, P.D. Eastman.
All right. Let's see what else. Peter in Manhattan, most checked out book. What you got?
The Holy Bible.
Interesting. Is the Bible on the list? Is it one of the most, the 125 most checked out?
I'm looking right now because it doesn't strike me. I haven't heard that before and I'm not seeing it.
People tend to have their own Bibles,
so.
I think.
People have their own copies, yeah, exactly.
Do you hold Bibles in the library?
Yes, for sure.
How about copies of the Constitution, which somebody guessed before?
Of course. Yeah, nobody, it's not on the list, but yes, we have copies of that as well.
All right. Number 4, the 4th most checked out book in the history of the library, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Number 3, somebody guessed Cat in the Hat, and number 3 was Cat in the Hat. So was that the most checked out? Yeah, I guess obviously that was the most checked out Dr. Seuss book, huh?
Correct.
And number 2, I see as we're making our way up the list here, more and more children's books. Number 2, The Snowy Day by Ezra Jack Keats. When was Snowy Day published? Do you have it?
You know, I think it was over. Yeah, I think it was just celebrated recently, like as a 50-year anniversary, perhaps. Maybe it was even 75 years. But we do a lot with Ezra Jack Keats. That Snowy Day is a really important book because it has a black child in the book, which is a very early for representation of non-white kids in children's books. And there's a wonderful foundation that we do a lot of work with to teach students about making books.
And I will say that as we enter our last minute and we're about to reveal the most checked out book in the history of the Brooklyn Public Library over 125 years. The most guest book, wait, the most guest book turns out to be, looking at our caller board and our tweets, A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, but it wasn't the number one book. Okay, now drum roll, please. The number one most checked out book in the 125-year history of the Brooklyn Public Library was...
Where the Wild Things Are by Maurice Sendak. Everybody loves Max, and it's a great book, and it's a beautiful book, and it was written by a Brooklyn author. That's nice for us. And A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, for everybody's information, was number 24.
Awesome. We thank Linda Johnson, the Brooklyn Public Library's president and CEO. What can people do at the library or with the library to mark the occasion of the 125th?
They can come in and borrow books or just hang out or attend any one of our, you know, many, many programs. And all ages, obviously, as the list demonstrates, they can come whether they're 0 to 5 or whether they're, you know, 100. Come on in.
Thanks for coming on with us. Thanks for revealing the list with
us. Thank you, Brian.